course of my research, I have often been reminded of the Provençal love of anecdote, conversational embroidery, and the barely credible story. I make no excuses for recording much of what I've been told, however unlikely it may sound. We are, after all, living through a period in which the truth is routinely distorted, usually for political advantage. If I have sometimes overstepped the limits of verifiable accuracy, at least I have done so in a good cause, which is to make the reader smile. In the same spirit, I have not questioned too closely some of the specialists' information passed on to me by experts, and Provence is full of experts. Almost without exception, they are generous with their time, their advice, and their opinions. The problem comes when you ask two of these experts the same question. When is the correct time to pick olives? How can I keep scorpions out of the house? Is the Provençal climate changing for the warmer? Is pastis the cure for all ills? Invariably, you will receive totally conflicting answers, each delivered with enormous conviction. And I admit that I always choose to believe the most improbable one. Among these experts, one in particular deserves to be mentioned here, even though he also appears several times in the entries that follow. He is the Emeritus Professor, Monsieur Farigoul. Now retired from the mainstream of academic life, he has established a charitable course for the education of backward foreigners, and I am his favourite pupil. In fact, I think I may be his only pupil. Lessons are held in the local café, and the curriculum is remarkably wide-ranging, since Monsieur Farigoul seems to be an expert on everything. Among other things, I have tried him on hornets' nests, Napoleon's love life, the use of donkey dung as fertilizer, the poetry of Frederic Mistral, the essential character differences between the French and the Anglo-Saxons, and on the Avignon papacy. He has never been short of an answer, usually contentious, always extremely opinionated. It is to this unconventional muse that I owe a considerable debt, which I now acknowledge with great pleasure. Some unreliable geography. It seems to me that almost everyone, from the first Roman map-maker onward, has had very definite ideas of exactly where Provence is. But unfortunately for the seeker after geographical truth and precision, these ideas have varied, sometimes by hundreds of kilometres. I was told, for instance, that Provence commence à Valence. Provence starts in Valence, way up north in the Rhône-Alpes département. Recently, I made the mistake of passing this information on to my personal sage, Monsieur Farigoul, who told me that I was talking nonsense. One might stretch a point, he said, and include Nyons in Provence as a reward for its glorious olives, but not one centimetre further north. He was equally adamant about the eastern boundary, Nîmes, and the western limit, Sisteron. The fact is that over the centuries, boundaries have expanded and contracted. A bulge here, a dent there, sprawling or shrinking. Names have changed too, or have disappeared from popular use. Not long ago, the lowly Basse-Alpes were given a leg up in the world and promoted to the Alpes de Haute-Provence. And who nowadays could tell you with any conviction where the Comtat Venaissin begins and ends? It is not an exaggeration to say that the whole area, for many years, was an affront to the French sense of neatness, order, and logic. Clearly, this haphazard, almost medieval state of affairs couldn't be allowed to continue in the modern world. Something had to be done, and so eventually, throwing up their hands in frustration, the officials in charge of such matters decided to consolidate several départements of southeastern France into one new, all-embracing region. Naturally, this needed a name, and who better to provide one than that shadowy but influential figure, the minister in charge of acronyms. We can thank him for such triumphs as CICAS, CREFAK, CEPABA, CRICA, and these come from just a brief glance at the Vaucluse telephone directory. There are literally thousands of others. The minister of acronyms was called in. He rummaged through the alphabet and deliberated. And having deliberated, he brought forth. PACA was born. Provence-Alpes-Côte d'Azur, stretching from Arles in the west to the Italian frontier in the east. A single, tidy,